Well, Adam, I give blood as often as I can, but I hadn't done it for a long time.
Hero.
Oh. Hero. I'm a hero.
Yep.
But everyone's a hero who gives blood, and so why don't we do more of it? That's what we're going to talk about. But first, I'm going to tell you about Tommy John. Did you know Tommy John does not give an F? They, in fact, give three Fs. It is, of course, fabric fit and function. The fabrics, proprietary, perform like nothing you've ever worn before. They give you the no wedgie guarantee, comfortable, stay put waistbands, luxurious, soft, feather, light, moisture wicking, breathable fabrics designed to move with you. That is fabric, no bunching or riding up. And, of course, they're the best pair you'll ever wear. So, if you don't love them, they give you the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. That's right. Over 1,200 retail locations across the country, including Nordstrom stores nationwide. It's fabric, fit, and function. Give those three Fs and upgrade your underwear to Tommy John. No adjustment needed. Right, Matt?
That's right. Hurry to TommyJohn.com/ADS for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/ADS for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/ADS.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
It's time for a new month of Adam's Monthly Nut. ACS and car lovers alike, get ready because February shipment includes a Blu-ray of Adam's newest doc, Shelby American, with special features you can't get anywhere else, and a signature from the Ace Man you can't get anywhere else, a Chemical Guys Clean Car Essentials Kit, featuring butter wax, streak-free window cleaner, two odor eliminators, and more. And lastly, in your shipment, you may find a golden ticket for you and a plus one to join us at the Corolla Family Barbecue. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month, nor keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Dr. Drew's over there. His board-certified sit.
Over here.
And, you know, when he's in the... But you're not going to like, you know, but he's not running a popularity dance.
I'm not wrong.
He's not running a popularity dance hayride. He's here to tell you what I need to tell you what to do. Okay?
Okay.
So if you want to hear the truth, then you can hear the truth. But if you want to know the truth, then you come to Dr. Drew.
First Traffic and Weather.
If you want to feel the truth, then you come to Dr. Drew. And if you want to, you know, mince about, push foot around, tiptoe around the subject. A lot of people don't like Drew because he speaks his mind.
No.
It's too straight.
They can't handle it.
They can't handle the truth. They can't handle the truth. Yeah.
All these years of radio, we never thought of that one.
Let's hope we never think of it again. All right. Pancreatitis.
Yeah, let's get this call.
Christopher, line five. Christopher?
Hi, guy.
Hey, guy.
Hi, guy.
Hey, big fan. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Indianapolis on the 28th.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Show. I will be there.
Way, Indianapolis is a pretty cool city. There's some parts of it now that are really nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. I've been there. I mean, I've been there for the 500 a few times.
Oh, right.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Downtown's nice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's fantastic. I met you at the Uppity premiere. A couple years ago. It was fantastic.
Oh, thanks, Christopher. I appreciate it.
Love the movie. But I guess this is more directed at Dr. Drew, but Adam, I'm sure you have a lot of wonderful medical insight.
Adam, you don't have any clinical experience with pancreatitis?
Sure do.
Oh, okay.
Well, look, if we're going to, if you guys are going to go down the pancreatitis highway, I'm going to tell Matt to get me a few Tylenols. Do we have Tylenols around here?
See what I can find.
You get him a thousand, a thousand of acetaminophen, or 600 of any of the Advil-like, Motrin-like products, ibuprofen.
Sorry, go ahead.
So you had pancreatitis.
Yeah, I've had two pretty big bouts with it. The first time was 2.5-3 years ago. I was in the hospital for the better part of 3 months. There were a lot of complications.
Wow.
And blood infections, whatever.
Oh, boy.
It was rough. And then last December, I had another bout with it. It was only like a week, but, you know, I was hospitalized. And I have super high triglycerides, and I can't get a real answer as to, I mean, I think it's genetic in some form, but the story I get is, which is contrary to the Vinny and Dr. Drew and all of that stuff, is that I, basically the way they describe it to me, you eat a lot of fat, your blood gets fat, and then it clogs up. And then
it's even more than that. You're right. I mean, you have to get your triglycerides down, and you have to take medication to do that. What are you taking?
It is fenofibrate.
Okay. Is that working?
I don't know. When I was admitted in December, they were north of 2,000, which apparently is really bad.
That was on fenofibrate?
No, I'm just now on it, and okay. I haven't had my numbers.
Right, you have a disease state. You have some sort of genetic problem. So this is why I don't get out and champion certain diets, because everyone's genetics are different. The stuff that Vinny talks about works beautifully for me. It is not for you. You have got to get these triglycerides. Your life depends upon getting these triglycerides down. And there's various pharmacological agents that can do that. But this is way outside of diet. This is something you're going to have to get down all the way. High triglycerides cause pancreatitis. Get pancreatitis from virus, alcohol, stones. Gallstones can get stuck in the pancreatic duct. And triglyceride, hypertriglyceridemia, which is one of the – I've almost never seen it. Mm. And so it's a pretty rare situation. It's a genetic thing. He's got it. I mean, he has to be on top of this. Like, literally, his life depends upon it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do it. And we'll see it.
Where
have I got a helium? Yeah. Indy. Yeah, it's a cool town. Daniel, 37, Chino.
Hi, this is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Good.
So I had a question. You know, once in a while, you see blood drives that are going on, and I ask friends or family members if they're interested or if they ever have, and almost always, you know, like a resounding no, and why would I? And so I'm just curious, why do you think it's not more popular, or are there any negative side effects to it? And I guess, you know, for you, Ace, to me, it kind of seems like a self-sustaining a fluid change.
What?
Well, you know, my mom's motto, and when I was young,
yeah,
got to get the lead out.
Ooh. So she knew she was being chelated. She was bloodletting.
Well, okay. Your car has a cooling system, okay?
Jesus Christ.
Well, no. Well, hold on.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But hear me out.
I'm listening.
You get too many contaminants in that radiator, in that cooling system. You've got to flush them out, right?
Yes, yes.
Right?
Right.
Or
yes.
They build up,
right,
and the car doesn't work properly. Your body's the exact same way as a cooling radiator system is in an automobile.
Exact
okay?
same. It is the same.
It's the same. Okay? So if you're living in a toxic environment,
of course,
okay,
mm-hmm,
your body's absorbing toxins.
Mm.
Okay? Your blood is that's the coolant.
Ah.
That's carrying the toxins throughout your body.
Up.
Your engine has water jackets in it in the cooling. But what happens when it becomes sluggish and it becomes filled with impurity? Okay? The environment, the paint that's on the door.
This is why your mom died at the age of 40, right? Because she's 90 and doing okay.
Okay, but listen. The paint that's on the door,
yep,
toxic.
Lead.
You ever get in your car on a hot day and you smell? What is that smell?
Yeah, what is
what
that?
What is that smell? Toxins.
Oh, of course.
That smell of toxins.
I see.
Okay? Your cell phone, what's it made out of?
Toxins.
Right. Okay?
Chinese toxins, mostly.
Okay. Chinese. Speaking of food, ordering Chinese food.
Oh, full of toxins.
MSG. MSNG. MSG. taxins, tax preservatives. Preservatives are great for preserving food. They're poison to you. Okay? The dye inside of the lipstick or the chapstick or whatever. Sure. Those are all your body is
white
absorbing.
Bread.
All the toxins with the pesticides. Okay. Your body absorbs that.
Yeah.
So you have to take your blood, which is now filled with lead and toxins, and you release it.
I see.
You drain some of the toxins out.
It's like
you
taking the water out of your coolant system.
Right. But here's what's different.
There's no difference.
No. Here's what's different. Okay. When you flush the blood from your system, you would do it all at once. And when you do the car, you do just a small amount at a time, like a couple of pints, maybe up to just one pint once.
The human, you empty all the blood out of the body.
You flush.
Completely flush.
You flush.
But the car, you do it
a full
pint.
No, hold on. Okay, wait. Hold on. You said... No, well, you're wrong.
Well, you got to get all the toxins out all at once.
No, what you said was wrong.
Oh,
what I was saying is with the car, you open up the butterfly valve on the bottom of the radiator and let it all come out.
I see.
Obviously, you don't have that.
No.
And also, if we took all of your blood out at once,
wouldn't that be good?
You'd be not living.
What? But all the toxins would be out.
Well, that's true. Okay. But what you were saying is you got to take it all out at once. That's what you do with the car.
I see.
That's car toxins.
There's a difference.
The
okay.
people toxins, you take out a pint at a time. And then what happens is your body restores that pint with pure, clean, non-toxified blood. Okay? Now, I don't know why that blood is not affected by the toxic environment.
And she also knows nothing about how the bone marrow manufactures blood.
She didn't get blood, if that's what you're asking. But it's getting the lead out. Your body has lead.
Yeah.
Lead paint. Mm. Lead in the water. Lead in the thought. You have lead thoughts. Your thoughts are held down by lead.
Leaden thoughts.
Leaden thoughts, laden with lead. You get the lead out, and then when you give the next pint, you give a different pint.
Oh.
It's not the same fresh one.
Oh.
Eventually, you have seven new pints.
I see.
That don't commingle.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Yes. Somehow the fresh blood stays separate from the toxic blood.
But then you go to the next polluted bath.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. And eventually, I don't know how many pints you have in you, Drew, but eventually you get the lead out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Gary, how many pints do I have in my body?
12.
12, and I have to go through this in 12 times.
Is that right?
9 to 12, correct.
Yeah.
9 to 12. That's how it works. Daniel?
Yes, sir.
I stopped giving blood a million years ago.
I gave blood a couple weeks ago.
Oh, hero.
Yeah.
Well, or just to get the lead out. My mom was really up against it because on one hand, she had a kooky hippie notion butting up against helping somebody out.
And putting herself out a little bit.
And putting herself out a little bit. It's like, oh boy, kooky hippie notion, help people out, putting myself out a little to help other people.
True
that. Oh boy. Guess who always wins that argument?
The hippie argument.
Not helping. The same, by the way, same conundrum, which is the school feeds you poison slop versus free lunch.
Oh.
See, it's the same hippie conundrum versus having to do something. Guess who wins?
Not having to do something.
Not having. If you guys ever want to figure out how people work, all the proselytizing and all the preaching and all the hand-wringing always takes a backseat to not having to cut a check or do anything. I'll tell you who wins every time.
Yeah.
So there's my mom talking about blood, you know, having poison blood, but still never gave any. And there's my mom talking about toxic food, but still didn't want to make, still took the free lunch.
Right.
With the slop. So your kid was being poisoned, and then you're being poisoned as well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. There was a way around
beats
both
moving.
Of them. You could, beats moving. You could give blood.
So anyway, yes, we should all give lots more. We should be doing now, Daniel, in terms of adverse effects, it's funny. You know, the people that do give blood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, and then there's everybody else.
Yeah, I used to be on a short list.
Yeah.
And they needed my blood, and I'd go every...
What's your type? Do you know?
I don't know, but... I mean, I like Asians, but weird. I haven't. Gary's laughing at the stupid jokes. Drew's too savvy to laugh. All right. Now, listen. I used to do it in Van Nuys. I did it for free. I did it when I was poor. Mm-hmm. And there was something about my blood that they needed or liked. It was a type that was popular or they were in short supply of. I did it every single time. They'd send me a notice. And one fucking time I got there after they sent me a notice and they told me it was a day too early because I'd given blood
so much
consistently that they had to wait 45 days in between whatever, you know, so I could get the lead levels built back up in
iron.
My system. I mean, iron. So they sent me a summons. I like literally left work early or something. I drove to Van Nuys. I pull up into the Red Cross, whatever. And they're like, oh, you're a day early. And I'm like, well, why don't you just let me give the blood? I'll take a risk. And they're like, no, you got to come back tomorrow. And I was like, I'm not coming back tomorrow. I'm doing this for free. I drove across town. You guys sent me the summons. So this is kind of on you. So if you want the blood, take it now.
Yeah.
And they're like, no. And I was like, you know what? Then fuck off. And I never gave blood again.
Yeah. And now that's the bureaucracy and the insanity of that.
Right.
The questionnaire you go through that you have to fill out now is extraordinary. It really, I hadn't given it a few years and I was stunned at how extensive the questioning is now.
Well, I'll tell you what they could do. I mean, what they should do, which I'm always saying, like all those stupid freeway signs about click it or ticket, and it's just a sort of waste of time, you know, during the Christmas time. Like, don't be a Grinch. Buckle your seat. Put Give Blood on there.
Sure.
And just put a 800
we need it.
Number
it,
something.
We use blood products all the time. They're an essential piece of medical care, and we're always short. And if there were ever a time when there was a major problem, we would be very short, I'm afraid. And so it is incumbent. We are just
put it on the stupid freeway sign.
Yes, that'd be a great thing. I would say that just in terms of if you aren't wanting to give back to your fellow man, you just want to be someone that helps prepare in case we ever get in real trouble, whatever it is. Now, he asked if there's any adverse effect. You got to take some iron if you're doing it all the time. I had one woman actually get a peripheral neuropathy from iron deficiency because she was given all the time and didn't really pay any attention to what was happening to her iron level. So
no Valentine, it says. Your seatbelt will hold you.
What?
Thank you, time wasters. Now, just put a fucking Give Blood and give a website.
Ugh.
Ugh. All right, let me hit ZipRecruiter. Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, binders. Remember Mitt's binders? Keeping women in there. Mm-hmm. Confusing review process, I should say. Today's hiring, now it's easy. Just go to one place, ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. Plus, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience, invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights top candidates so you never miss a great match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. It's the best. It's ZipRecruiter, right, Matt?
That's right. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
What you got, Drew? Unless you got a call up there.
Yeah.
YouTuber, something, something.
Yeah, I don't understand that call, but I like to listen.
Hey, Kalen, 29?
Yes. Yes, this is Kalen.
New Mexico. What's your question?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my question, first off.
Sure.
I just wanted to ask you, gentlemen, just something I was curious about when I saw Dr. Drew posting about Fed Smoker And basically my question was, you know how like there's YouTubers online that will pretend to be children and they'll like lure in just like adults trying to hurt children? And I guess my question is, do those people that we see embarrassed online, do those people repeat the offense, or are they so embarrassed that they don't ever try to harm a child again?
Well, does it affect it?
I'm a little confused. I mean, if somebody does something illegal online, they're prone to get prosecuted, right?
Oh, right, right. I never thought about that, but I guess I always thought like if it was like on YouTube, there might be, I guess, like some people that might get away sometimes.
Well, let me try to couch it this way, Kalen, to Drew.
Yeah,
I would reckon there's less cheating amongst celebrity males than there was 25 years ago.
Because of cameras and stuff.
Practically think yeah. about it. Yeah. How would one pull this off these days, right?
Yeah.
What would one do?
Yeah.
I mean, that has to factor in. Now, maybe...
You have to not care if you got caught.
Obviously, pedophiles aren't as bad as celebrities. Gary's laughing again. I got him twice. But what I'm saying is, so I don't mean to conflate this.
Yeah, of course.
What I'm saying, this is not to be disrespectful to pedophiles. What I'm saying is, does the same sort of, you're not going to get away with this work. And now, I know there's a certain sickness. Look, there's people that kill people because they kill people, and it's hard to dissuade them. But there's also going to be a population of people who wouldn't do it.
If they're going to get caught.
Well, there's people who kill their spouse to collect the insurance.
Yeah,
they have a girlfriend on the side. They are going to collect some insurance. If they didn't think they could get away with it, it might dissuade them from doing it.
Yeah.
So think about a celebrity or a non-celebrity, and you go thinking about having an affair, and then you start thinking about, oh God, what are the implications? Who am I dealing with? How many people are at the club? How many people see us eating dinner? They put that online. You know, like I don't know that you could pull this off. And I don't have numbers in front of me, but I'm guessing it's down.
Yeah,
quite a bit.
I think that's quite
a bit. And so if you're going online and you think you're talking to a 13-year-old, but it's a 30-year-old and you don't know anymore who you're talking to, and you could get in serious trouble for talking to that person that way, I'm guessing it would dissuade a group of people.
Yeah, the ones that are not so highly motivated, right? Ones that aren't the less sick of the sick.
Yeah, in a weird way, maybe it's like cheating. It's like the ones that are going to cheat, like are really,
gonna do it, yeah.
really devoted and dedicated to it are going to cheat, and then the others that are sort of dabbling in it probably would stop them.
Yeah,
I don't know pedophilia. I don't know if you can dabble in it, but well, I mean, look, there's a population back in the day of gay people who just married a woman and had a loveless relationship and kind of took it to the grave.
Yeah,
so they're kind of able through the circumstances and the society they were living in.
Depends how passionate they are.
Right, but you're able to live this life that you don't want to live, or you prevent yourself from engaging in a behavior that is attractive to you because of all the powers that be.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. We far less people smoke now than did before because I got kind of shamed out of it, you know.
That's right.
And we can take society and kind of push people one way or the other.
That's true.
Fatherless homes. It used to be a big deal. Now we can't judge, and we got a lot more fatherless homes now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not – guys' wiring hasn't changed dramatically in 40 years. That society's said, you know, you – no smoking. You – if you want to raise your kids, don't – do what you got to
do. Don't make a big deal out of it.
Right. And thus we got less of one and more of the other, right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's how it works.
So I imagine if people are thinking there's a good chance they're talking to someone who's trying to catch them online, it's going to dissuade them.
Yeah.
Now, who knows? Probably some other thing pops up, Who knows what it morphs into? Black web? I don't know. The dark web?
Dark web, yeah.
I don't know how the dark web works. Do you?
The onion router? He knows. I see a knowledgeable young man over there.
What's on the dark web for me?
What do you want?
And then how does the dark web work?
You need to get something called the onion router, right?
Yeah, it's basically you attempt at all costs to be anonymous, and it's theoretically an anonymous way to surf the web, and then you can do all kinds of transactions using traceless.
And there's like 1,000 times more space on that part of the web than in the general public web, right?
I don't know if it's 1,000, but there's more for sure.
What do you mean more space?
I don't know what that
means.
There's
like more content. Let me see if I can find an article that explains
There's more content on the dark web?
I believe that's correct.
Or more ability to hold content or something. It's apparently it was for the military originally.
More content seems insane,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, want to talk to called a couple of months ago. Thinking about doing IVF. All right. What's that?
Here's an article I found that says the deep web, which is another way to refer to it, is 99% of the internet you can't Google. So I think that might be what Drew's referring to in a headline that I've seen as well.
99% of the internet you can't Google, but doesn't mean it has 99% more content, right?
I'm trying to figure that out. That's a funny way to say it.
Well, I mean, you can't Google it, but it doesn't mean its volume is greater.
Yeah, yeah.
It means it's off.
It's just all there.
It's taboo. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Glenn, 32, Long Island.
What's going on?
Yeah, man.
So I called in probably a month and a half ago and had a question about IVF.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I were told that we weren't going to be able to get pregnant the natural way, so that was going to probably be our only option. As luck would have it, we found out on Saturday she got pregnant the natural way. So,
wow.
So she's pregnant.
Good. Nice.
Which is awesome. So I kind of have two basic questions for Dr. Drew. One, how long do we have to wait to go to a OBGYN? And two, in these kind of really early stages, what are the most important things my wife has to do to, you know, kind of make sure she and the new baby stay healthy?
Don't smoke, don't drink, don't adjust any medication, and establish a relationship with an obstetrician immediately.
Okay.
Pretty simple. Let's get going.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Get it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
They figured out you could drink a little bit.
Yeah, but she's asking what's the best thing to do right now. So,
mm-hmm.
And the drinking can be a little later, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Good luck, Glenn.
I can drink, right?
Yes, you can drink. You can drink.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but don't do it in front of her.
Whoa. Wow, listen to that. Compassionate.
Well, I know some women like their wine, mm-hmm. You know. They don't like you to partake in front of them. It's kind of torture.
LifeLock, everybody. The U.S. Postal Service is warning about email scams claiming to be from the Postmaster General. This one's asking for payment of online postage charges. Now, listen, the USPS will not email customers directly to demand money. We like living on the web. We like shopping on the web. We like the convenience of the web. But we have to protect ourselves. It's a good thing there's something like LifeLock out there for you. You've got to understand how cybercrime is affecting your life. Identity theft, that's another serious issue. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You can miss identity threats if you're only monitoring your credit. That's why it's a good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats. For instance, something like your Social Security number for sale on the dark web. And they have agents. If there's a problem, those agents will work to fix it. Right, Matt?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats that you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LifeLock or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for up to 25% off.
What's good for swelling in my hand, Dr. Drew?
Ice.
What's good to take orally?
The Motrin probably be the best thing.
No, I just took Tylenol.
That's all right. Nothing's going to do much. Ice.
Yeah.
Ice.
All right, fine. I took Natalia want to go out driving the other night.
Ooh.
Took her out driving.
And?
And she was fine. I've realized I was really put on this earth to teach.
Hmm.
And I realized I
teach and preach.
I have a way of way of distilling down what could go wrong. I told you, I can't remember if I told you this, but I probably did. But yeah, I told you, I taught a super dumb model to drive a 600 horsepower Viper with a stick shift in it, no problem, in 2 minutes.
Wow.
2 minutes. But just by one, by distilling it down to one simple thing.
Hmm.
And I realize most people, when they're going at a project, I think they go at it with 30 angles, mm-hmm. but not one thing. Mm-hmm. The one thing. It's like, what was the one thing that made people not be able to drive a stick shift? Where did they get into trouble? What was that sort of the one thing that was screwing up? And I realized it was the clutch out, buck, stall, buck, whatever. I said, if I could train this person to just push the clutch in when I snap my fingers, I say a word, you push the clutch in. We'll never stall the car and we'll never be out of trouble. We'll always be fine. We'll just be rolling and the car will be idling and we'll be fine. And we can regroup and reset. But right. The first thing we need to do is...
Because their instinct is to release it.
What happens is they release the clutch.
Yeah.
The car starts bucking. They don't really deal with the clutch anymore. Yeah. They start trying to either feather the gas on or whatever. The car bucks more and then it stalls.
Yep.
And it just keeps happening. It just keeps happening. But if they could push the clutch back in immediately, the car just go right back
What's
to
the
idling.
Word?
Voltaire. That was her word. Okay. She said, you pick the word and we're going to do it. And I did the same. I did five. I sat in the passenger seat and I yelled, Voltaire, push clutch. The car wasn't running. Just sat there. Mm. Did it 10 times. As soon as we did it, we just took off down the road, did a three-point turn, put it in reverse, came back. No problems. Zero. She's not a good driver. We just did a dry run. And I did the same thing with my daughter. I just had her sit in the car and I just said, take your left foot and put it all the way to the left side. Get it out of the way. Not going to use it. Not going to touch it. Don't think about it. Don't move it from the dead pedal, a dead foot over there. Just put it over there. Leave it there. Don't even think about it. Now take your right foot. We're going to go back and forth from the gas to the brake. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then I'm going to start calling it out randomly. Brake, 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 gas, 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 brake, gas, gas, brake. And you just keep going back and forth, back and forth. That's it. Once you learn that, you listen to me, that'll be it. That's done. You have to do that. By the way, that's 3 minutes. Now we're done and we take off.
Interesting.
And that's all. And if there's an emergency word, like when I yell emergency, both feet off, we coast. You steer and we coast. If I yell that, whatever we agree on, if I yell feet off, both off, nothing. You don't touch anything. We coast. Coasting to a neighbor's lawn, I don't care, but we're coasting. You teach people the right way, you give them the right words, you give them sort of an economy of words, and you teach them like a dog.
Yeah.
They get it fast. And then you head off.
Interesting.
Yeah. I just think people don't know how to instruct.
Well, how to distill things.
They don't know how to distill things.
I think that's it.
All right. Tomorrow, Cleveland, Hilarities, and then Friday, Saturday, Indianapolis, Helium. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows, and you can also check out all the offerings at Chassis, all the Blu-rays of the 24-hour war and Shelby American and Uppity and all that, chassy.com. Also Spotify, if you've all tried listening to the show on Spotify yet, have you? Well, if you haven't, give it a shot. Tell a friend and share it on Spotify. What do you got, Drew?
Go to drdrew.com. All the pods are there. Dr. Drew Podcast for releasing new pods on Wednesday and stuff of our best stuff on Thursday. And sign up for the streaming show at drdrew.tv.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew. Say, mahalo.
This is Carolla Digital.
Before we go, we just wanted to say thank you for supporting all of our network sponsors.
Best Fiends. Oh, I love Best Fiends.
It's not Best Friends.
Nope. You probably know that by now. It's Best Fiends.
Yes.
Friends without the R. It's a game mm-hmm. that you play on your phone.
Yeah. It's an app. It's fun.
It's so engaging.
Yeah. And it is. And it really keeps you, like, when you're sitting in the car line and you're waiting for the kids or you're waiting in between tournaments. Well, at least that's when I play it.
You know? I'm on level – I've surpassed level 70.
You did?
I'm on level 72 at this point.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
I got to catch up. I'm on 70. I'm still stuck on 70.
Yeah. What I love about it is that they change stuff around. They make it like – it's not the same old thing every time you play. They're constantly adding
right.
cool stuff and characters. It's really fun.
Yeah,
it's very engaging.
Fun. It is.
Yeah. So go download it, you know, wherever – it's free on Apple App Store or Google Play. You know, can't
still
do it.
Wrong.
Yeah, engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. It's 5-star rated mobile puzzle game with over 100 million downloads globally. Get it for free. And that's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends.